102.5 KZOK, a classic rock station. Here's what's coming up on today's Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
We've got your chance to win tickets to see Buddy Guy. We've got Sarah's Healthy Forecast, Danny Bonaducci, life coach, on the latest in news, entertainment, and sports. And it is a busy morning, weather causing a lot of chaos. We will bring you the news next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle, the home of classic rock from Lower Queen Anne for 10 years running. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, an iHeartRadio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app for all your music, radio, and podcasts. 102.5 KZOK. Now, Sarah with the news.
This is brought to you by Red Wind Casino. Well, a lot of the roads out there are chaotic, icy, still a lot of snow in some areas, a lot of school districts starting late. Bellevue schools are closed. We've got delays and cancellations at SeaTac. Basically, if you can stay home, stay home. If you have to head out, give yourself extra time. We are expected to get more bad weather as the day continues. Oh, it's 32 here in Seattle. So yeah, maybe just stay in bed this morning. Flu season is ramping up. According to the CDC, they say 6 million flu cases are already confirmed in the United States so far. 29,000 deaths, 53,000 hospitalizations, and flu season has begun earlier than normal. It usually peaks in December and January. So if you haven't gotten a flu shot yet, the CDC is recommending that you do so now. All right, here's some cool news for you. The Friends Experience is coming to Seattle. It'll be here February 1st. Tickets go on sale next Friday at 10 a.m. It's your chance to hang out at Central Perk. You can explore Monica and Rachel's kitchen. Basically, it's a full-fledged replica of the Friends set. And I know they have this in New York. It's supposed to be super cool. So if you're a fan of Friends, which I guess is pretty much everybody at this point, make sure to get your tickets next Friday. Well, speaking of tickets, are you feeling lucky? If you are, Mega Millions. There was no drawing last night. That means the jackpot rolls over. No grand prize winner means it keeps going up and up. Let's see, we're looking at $333 million. If you take the cash option, you will fatten your bank account by $172 million. Yes, please. I think I would like to win that. It's time for today's Things Are Not Right in Florida story of the day.
Yay!
Oh, another doozy out of, Florida. A man who gained internet fame following his previous arrest is back in jail. Some of you guys might remember him. Big Neck Guy. He's like, I guess he goes by the rap name now of Wide Neck. This guy has, I don't even know how to properly explain it. You can see it for yourself at KZOK.com. Basically, it goes from his ears all the way down to his shoulders. It's the biggest neck you'll ever see. This time around, he is back behind bars, aggravated stalking. Like I said, check him out at KZOK.com. Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
News is brought to you by Red Wind Casino. Well, we've got another story to tell you about that's going to make Danny Bonaducci very jealous. Firefighters delivered a baby. And they did it where? Danny Bonaducci and I give you those details after Aerosmith on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
Firefighters helped deliver a baby.
Man, would you just call me next time?
Well, this one was a freaky fast delivery. You know why?
Why?
It was in the parking lot of Jimmy John's.
Oh, freaky fast.
So the cops were called to the scene. Parents were unable to make it to the hospital in time because of a snowstorm. The lady's like, we're not going to make it. Pull over. So he pulls over into the Jimmy John's sandwich shop. The firefighters arrive. They said the call came in the parking lot of Jimmy John's, which is actually kind of crazy because, you know, Jimmy John's freaky fast.
Yeah.
This birth was freaky fast.
Freaky fast.
They said they got there and in a minute's time, the baby's born. They wrap the baby up. Dad cuts the cord, pop the baby into an ambulance. They got it to the hospital.
Wow. That's a pretty cool story.
You can watch it at KZOK.com.
I will.
I don't know if you want to watch that.
They should have had a guy on a bicycle take it to the hospital.
Why?
Because that's how Jimmy John's delivered.
I had no idea that's how Jimmy John's delivered.
You know, I feel bad when they do that. I'm at the top of a really steep hill, and I have no idea they're going to send this young lady with my sandwiches up this ridiculous hill. I felt terrible. I tipped her $20.
Man, I'm ashamed to say I've never had Jimmy John's.
Why are you ashamed to say that? It's just a sandwich store.
Because everybody else has had. I didn't even know they delivered on bicycle. Let's order it. What time
and
do they
by the
open?
Way, that's not a necessary thing. It's not the law. It's the kind of like a New York package delivery when you're downtown, people whipping by on bicycles.
Gotcha. This poor guy's lost his job after making a terrible decision, losing his temper at a 10-year-old's sporting event.
Oh, man, you can't do that. You end up on the news.
Yes, and you end up up at KZOK.com and going viral. So this is a youth basketball team.
Right.
And there are some calls that this man didn't agree with. And that happens.
That happens, yeah.
In kids' sports. It happens in professional sports. Well, the coach lost his temper and didn't like the calls, went over to the referee, and strangled him.
Well, I'm pretty sure you cannot do that.
This is in Thousand Oaks, California. And of course, as soon as the coach goes over and tries to choke the ref, everyone just whips out their cell phones and starts filming the guy.
Yeah.
They get into an altercation. Both individuals left, and now they're saying this man's lost his job, and they're thinking about charges.
And are they right? If they fired this guy, would you go, yeah, that's what happened?
100%.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll still look it up at KZOK.com, but I was just wondering your opinion on that.
I mean, what do you think, Danny? If you were at your kid's basketball game and the coach tried to choke out the ref, wouldn't you think there was a problem?
I would think there was something, but I wouldn't get out of my chair. I think all parents and PTA and all that kind of stuff look at me sitting in the stands of my kid's event and go, what's Bonaducci going to do?
Well, yesterday we were talking about Facebook, Meta, the parent company of Facebook, and how their shares plummeted. At the end of trading yesterday, those shares had plummeted 26%.
That's crazy.
Bringing Mark Zuckerberg's net worth down $29 billion.
That's a lot to lose. It's not like you dropped your wallet.
Yep. Believe it or not, this drop of $29 billion took him out of the Forbes list of the world's 10 richest people.
Oh, man, he must be heartbroken. He pretends not to be, but I think he is.
I totally think so. And they said the wealth of Jeff Bezos surged by $20 billion, but not enough to dislodge Elon Musk at the top of the list.
Boy, it's so weird. And, you know, I don't want to tax the rich. I think it's wrong. I think everybody in America wants to be rich. But at some point, you got to go, that's enough, man. You can't have any more.
Catch up anytime with the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, well, coming up, man, we need some help from Danny Bonaducci, life coach. Wilson in Bremerton, his son just graduated from college, and now he's not doing anything. Wilson needs some help from the Duch man to kick this kid into gear. Danny will take his call next. It's Danny Bonaducci, life coach, after Nirvana on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach. Danny Bonaducci, life coach. He is here to help you out one question at a time. No matter what's going on in your life, if you want Danny's help, he is here for you. Just email lifecoach@kzok.com. We're going to put you on with Wilson from Bremerton.
Hey, Wilson. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Danny. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, living the dream. Just got a little bit of a situation going on. Could use some of your good advice.
Well, I am here for you. What can I do for you?
So, my son just graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
He was always a thank you. I'm really proud of him. Always a straight A student, hardworking kid. Always busted his butt. And let's be real, Danny, he didn't get that from me.
Right, I'm
so
with you.
His whole plan was to either take a gap year. After the gap year, either a job or graduate school. And the plan was for him to go backpacking through Europe. I was very supportive of that because he did graduate.
The gap year, not the end of the world for you, because anybody that scored a straight A's through high school and college, that guy's going to go to work. That guy's going to go back to graduate, whatever it is. That's a hassle. That's a real, you know, you're giving your life up to studying and tests and things like that. The plan here is go to apply for jobs, as many as he wants. And when he does, you say to the hiring manager or whatever it is, you know, I'm going to go backpack through Europe and I would like to come back here for this job then, fully qualified, rested. And the guy will most likely say, yeah, why? Because people who backpack through Europe are better people. They know things people don't know that haven't done that. We get callers all the time, and I have a good friend. Never been out of the States. I had one really good friend, never been on a plane. You're cheating yourself out of so much. So here's what you're going to do, man. Your son, not you, your son on this, is going to go apply to all the jobs that he wants. And before he wastes anybody's time, he's going to say, listen, I'm going to go backpacking through Europe for my gap year. And they're going to say, great, we would like you to come back here, because if you're qualified enough to get there, you're qualified enough to expand your horizons by backpacking through Europe. I think here's the answer. Be honest. Usually that's not my answer, by the way. I'm not married to the truth just because I'm a life coach. In this case, he'll be telling the truth. Go in, say how qualified you are for this job. Tell them you're going to come back a better man in 6 months to a year after your trip. And I'm telling you, a good percentage of those hiring people are going to say, yeah, that's great. And if they don't, that job may very well still be here when he gets back. So I think everything's going to be fine. Get the job now. Take the backpacker, come back and get the job that's been waiting for you and your stellar grade aid records. And I think you'll be just fine.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, man.
Thank you so much, Danny. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
That's all the time we have for Danny Bonaducci, Life Coach. But you can always get through lifecoach@kzok.com.
102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Another Las Vegas residency was just announced. Going to give you the details on that. And big news for fans of Top Gun. So everybody, it's music, entertainment, and sports news next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now Sarah with music, sports, and entertainment.
Well, yesterday news came out that Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac had died. The band had made the announcement. She was 79 years old. They say she had suffered a brief illness and was surrounded by family and friends when she passed. A lot of nice tributes coming in, not just from the band, but from other people in the music industry. And you can see a lot of those tributes up at KZOK.com. Well, beginning in May of next year, the B-52s are heading to Vegas. They'll do a 10-show residency at the Venetian. Now, just a few months ago, you might recall the B-52s said they were done touring. Now they said this way, if they go to Vegas, they can just be more selective. They don't have to travel as much rather than hit every city in the nation and wear themselves out. People who want to go see the B-52s can go to Vegas, baby. All right, some great news for fans of Top Gun. Hello, everybody. Top Gun Maverick is going back to theaters. It will be hitting cinemas again. Starting today. 2 week stint, so it can you can watch it in IMAX, you can watch it at regular theaters, but if you want to relive Top Gun Maverick, or you haven't seen it yet, in which case, shame on you, make sure to head to theaters. Would be a fun thing for you guys to do this weekend. It's awesome. Spoiler alert. All right, let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUIOA.
1-800-DUIOA.
Well, the Kraken are on fire tonight. They are here in Seattle playing the Washington Capitals. Alex Ovechkin coming to town. 7 o'clock start time. You can go to the game. Of course, you can hear the game on Seattle Sports Leader 93.3 KJRFM. Go Kraken. Team USA will play the Netherlands on Saturday. If you want to watch this soccer match, it's giving them a chance to reach the quarterfinals for the first time since 2002. You're going to have to be an early riser. Match time is at 7. Thursday night football tonight, we've got Pats Bills 5:15. Sunday for your Seattle Seahawks with a 1:05 start time in LA playing the Rams. And some unexpected news from the world of baseball. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Rafael Palmeiro. You probably know what these guys have in common. Turns out they're going to get another chance to enter the Baseball Hall of Fame. They have been denied in the past over, allegations and evidence of performance-enhancing drugs. But a committee has decided, all right, we guys are eligible once again, so it's entirely possible they will make it into the Hall of Fame. The Best Value on Golf is back for another year. It's the Around the Sound Golf Pass, 14 rounds of golf, places like Port Ludlow Golf Course, Glen Eagle, Sunland Golf Course, and more. It is amazing, truly an Around the Sound Golf experience at just $249. Get more details at seattlegolfpass.com. I just saw this study that says you should be buying yourself gifts during the holiday season, not just gifts for other people. So there you go. The Seattle Golf Pass is probably going to be a great gift for you. Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Well, we are going to tell you about a woman who has passed away at the age of 99. That's impressive, but why she's making news really is what she wanted on her grave. And trust me, you are not going to believe this one. This is such a fantastic story. And Danny Bonaducci and I bring you the details after Pearl Jam. It's 102.5 KZOK, the Classic Rock Station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the Classic Rock Station, 102.5 KZOK.
And there is a mom in Mexico. She was a mom, but she is now a great-grandmother as well. Super old lady, 99 years old.
Okay, hold on for the 100. It's fun.
Well, she's deceased, but before she died.
You can't really hold on to the 100 if you're already dead.
But she's 99, so she had a plan. She knew she was going to die. Her family said she had a very good sense of humor. She was very avant-garde. She always liked to kind of push the boundaries. 99 years old, she said what she wanted on her grave.
Yeah.
Her family is like, ha-ha, real funny grandma. Ma, great-great-grandma.
Yeah.
Until she actually put it in her will, she has a giant Whoosits as a gravestone.
No way.
5.5-foot penis sculpture.
She did that on purpose?
Weighs 600 pounds.
That's Waldo's entire height.
5.5-foot penis sculpture weighing 600 pounds. It took 12 people a month to build it, and it's what she wanted on her gravestone. There is a new concept being put into play in one community, Bexar County. They said instead of a policeman pulling you over. So say you didn't stop at a stop sign.
Right.
You ran a red light. You have a headlight out, taillight out. Instead of pulling you over, they are going to text you your ticket.
You're kidding.
How crazy.
Crazy, but I think it's a lot better than being pulled over. When I get pulled over, I panic.
Sure. And I mean, here in Seattle, they're talking about some legislation that would stop that from happening. Like, we have a shortage of police. A lot of places around the country are experiencing this. So what do you want a cop to do? Stop a DUI or stop a violent crime or pull over a guy who rolled through a stop sign?
Right. No, you're totally right about that.
Text messages. How crazy.
Hey, I'm the cop behind you and you owe me $182.
Yeah. Well, we have talked in the past, Danny, you have mentioned that there was always a rule in radio that if a listener brings you food, you're not supposed to eat it.
Right, because it's full of poison.
It's full of poison. But even as much as just what last month, one of our listeners, Robin, from where are they from, Waldo? Is it Port Orchard?
I think Port Orchard.
They brought us sticky buns, and guess what happened?
You ate them.
Everybody ate them, yourself included. Danny, you have eaten pie from Andy in Tacoma.
I absolutely have, and it was delicious.
So here's the thing. If you worked for the post office, there was a package not addressed to you that was from somebody named Pablo Chocobar.
Right.
Would you open that package and eat what was inside?
Boy, I don't know. I'd eat what's inside, but I'm not sure I would open the package. Because that sounds like a nasty little prank.
Well, I mean, I have eaten the food that all of our listeners have made for us. I will continue to do so. I don't think I would open a random package and eat what was inside.
No, I'm not sure I would do that either.
Bunch of postal workers are in trouble because they did just that. And guess what they were?
Pot.
Close. Hash brownies.
Hash brownies. Oh, my goodness gracious.
So the video that was circulating is hilarious. One of the postal workers appeared bewildered and was attempting to, like, work inside the post office and was, of course, having some difficulty. Another colleague has said, man, you're really high. One female colleague said, I ate four.
This is awesome.
Unfortunately, it's the postal service, so everything was caught on video, and they're in big trouble.
Wow, poor guys. But at least they got a good buzz out of it.
Yeah, true.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. The Classic Rock Station. 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the Classic Rock Station. Probably wondering, are these guys going to play another round of game? Who's the guy? And the answer is yes, you can play this game and win tickets to see blues legend and rock and roll Hall of Famer Buddy Guy just about 7:10.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle and iHeartRadio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app for all your music, radio, and podcasts. The Classic Rock Station, 102.5 KZOK.
All right, at seven, let's see, what do we got here? 4 or 5, yes, 7 minutes from now, you guys have a chance to play the game, Who's the Guy, to win tickets to see blues legend and rock and roll Hall of Famer, Buddy Guy, at the Paramount Theater, just 7 minutes from now. You want to get advice, and now even celebrities are hosting masterclasses to dish out secrets, and so who would you want to get advice from, and on what? Danny Bonaduce and I will take your calls on this next on 102.5 KZOK, the Classic Rock Station.